Amen. Will you rise when he calls your name throughout the ages? Jesus has indeed called the name of many, many people to do his work, to be his faithful servant, to be that one that is not afraid when they hear the word of God, and to even to believe the impossible. And as we read the scriptures from the Old Testament to the New, we know that God does call us. And when he calls you, not only will you be ready, but will you answer? Will you do it? We want to hear some scriptures today now from the 20th chapter of John, beginning with verse 11. And so let's hear these words from John, the 20th chapter, verse 11. But Mary stood outside by the tomb weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white sitting, one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. Then they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Then when she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, and did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" And maybe that's the question we need to ask. I need to ask you today. We need to ask one another. Whom are you seeking, and why are you seeking it? She, supposing him to be the gardener, said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him, "Rabboni," which is to say, teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I'm not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father and to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things to her. Let us pray. Lord, as we gather on this Easter Sunday, and as we give thanks for the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Lord, we come as the body of believers, as the church. We do come seeking. And God, we know that as we seek, that you will hear and that you will answer. May your Holy Spirit now that is present in this place touch our hearts in the deepest part of our souls as we hear your word today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So as we hear this story today, and you know, it's a story we hear every year at this time. We read it in the scriptures. And I want to approach this story from how things happen or what we hear today in our lives. You know, we live in a time and place where it seems like we hear the worst news. We hear bad news. And it seems like we hear more bad news than good news all the time. That's the great thing about seeing when we gather together as a church. Where have we seen God lately? We want to know where God is doing mighty and powerful works, right, in your lives and in my lives. That is good news. As Mary was heading to the tomb that Easter morning, her heart was heavy. You know, she had received, they had been a part of the worst news possible. They had seen their Lord and Savior, the one whom they followed. They had seen him beaten and tried, and now he's been put into the tomb. They were there. They saw that. And now she comes on Sunday morning to pay her respects. And bad news goes to worse news. She comes and he is not there. And can you imagine how heavy her heart must have felt? You know, and I know, when we lose something important and precious to us, and when we can't find it, and how difficult it can be, and how heavy our hearts are when we can't find that which we love and care about, or when we lose something, someone that we care about so deeply. You know, in the 21st century that we live in today, we hear bad news constantly. We hear some of the work, and sometimes the news goes from bad to worse. And so as we live our daily lives, we realize so many times what is going on around us. And those things affect us if we let it. We hear about the Middle East this week. We hear about Russia and the Ukraine. We hear about a ferry turning over this week. We hear about this crisis and that crisis and another crisis. And we wonder, what is going on? And those things weigh heavily on our hearts, because a lot of times there's not a whole lot we can do about it, is there? We can't do a whole lot about those things. But we can do a whole lot about what we let enter our own hearts and lives and soul, spirit. You know, many years ago, I think some of you will remember this. I was probably, 11, 12 years old. And like a lot of kids, I wanted to sell newspapers. Well, we lived out in a rural area. And it just so happened that one of the newspapers that was popular at that time was called Grit Newspaper. Anybody remember the Grit newspapers? Remember that? Some of you don't. But the reason I say that is because this newspaper at that time was very popular. It had a circulation of like something like 400,000 people. Now, today it's gone down, much more. I think it's actually become a magazine today. But one of the things that made that newspaper so powerful and why it had such a good circulation is the editor of that newspaper would not put bad news in that newspaper. It was a newspaper filled with good news. And he would tell his editorial staff, we want to put things in that paper that's going to lift people up, that's going to make them feel good about themselves, going to make them see what the good things that are happening around the world and around the country in which we live in. And that was their thing, to constantly be about good news. That's not the kind of news that Mary found when she came to the tomb that first resurrection morning. And as she listened and as she looked, we find that something terrible had happened. But like many things you and I know, that's not all there is. And so as she is looking around for the body of Jesus, wanting to find out where this teacher had been put or where they had taken him, she remembered that in her life in Palestine and in the life of many others, he was the only bright hope that they had for hundreds of years. Palestine had been occupied by Roman armies. The religious leaders were in cahoots with the political leaders. Everywhere they looked, the life of the everyday person was difficult at best. They were seeking for something powerful and wonderful to happen in their lives. They had heard about the Messiah for hundreds of years. They'd been hearing that this Messiah would come and that he would bring hope and that he would bring life and that he would bring good news. And many of them thought they'd never see it in their lifetime. Have you ever said that to somebody? Well, I'll probably never see it in my lifetime, but, blah, 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 blah. Maybe you said that to somebody, or somebody has said that to you. But in Jesus, as he called people to gather around them, he brought hope. He brought life. He brought joy into every circumstance that he was a part of. That's what the scriptures tell us. Mary had witnessed it in her own life. She had witnessed it in the life of other women there that had gathered around to be disciples. She had seen sinners forgiven. She had seen the blind see. She had watched demons in her own life. She had seen demons had been conquered and had been cast out of her life and in the lives of others. There was something different about this Jesus whom she worshiped and served. He had brought hope and life into the lives of people whose lives were full of bad news and difficult news, whose lives just did not offer any hope whatsoever. So when she comes to the tomb on that resurrection morning, can you feel what she was feeling? Can you sense what was going on in her life and in her soul and in her spirit? Not only in that, but in the lives and spirit of others. Bad news had gone to the worst possible news. Not only was he crucified, dead, and buried, not only had he died, but he's disappeared. I can't even pay my last respects. But we know that's not the end of the story, don't we? Because as Mary seeks Jesus, and because she is so filled with this turmoil and hurt, she starts crying, weeping. Now we know about weeping, don't we? We know about things that make us cry and make us sob. We know about, yes, we weep over good news, but many times it's over sad news and difficult circumstances in our lives or in the lives of family or in the lives of others. We know that. We feel that. Why are you crying, Mary? Why are you weeping? She hears this voice. She doesn't say, nothing's wrong. Where have you put him? Where is this Messiah this Jesus that we loved and we cared about so much, who helped so many people and brought hope and joy and life into their lives? Where is he? I'm sure that's what she's thinking. But when she turned around, there was the scripture say. When she turned around, Jesus was talking to her. But she didn't recognize him. She couldn't believe it. You would be the same way, wouldn't you? She could not believe it. Have you ever witnessed something that you couldn't believe? Huh? Have you? She could not believe that it was Jesus speaking to her. She didn't recognize it was Jesus. She thought it was the gardener. Why? She had witnessed that death. She had witnessed that suffering. How can it be? She had no clue that God, that Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, was right there in her presence. Sometimes we don't recognize that either, do we? In our worst moments, in our most difficult trials and tribulations, we too do not recognize that God is present, that the Holy Spirit is there with us, that there's hope even in the midst of those darkest moments. There is hope right there. That is something to praise God about. So all of a sudden, when Jesus speaks again, he calls her name. He calls her name. There's something powerful about calling a person's name, isn't there? There's just something that transpires between human beings when you know them and you can call them by their name. Instead of just saying, "Hey, you." When he called her by name, she knew who it was. Isn't that awesome? She recognized the voice. And then she was ready to bow down and worship him right there and ready to just grab a hold of him and love on him and probably weep on him again and just praise God because she was so filled with joy. Have you ever been in that situation? What happens when you find something that you have lost? Or you hear about bad news that someone has gone through and you realize it wasn't as bad as you thought it was. We rejoice, don't we? And that's what Mary did. She rejoiced so much. She was ready to worship Jesus right there on that very spot. But he had a job for her to do. Yes, he had arisen. That's the good news. That's the wonderful news. That's the powerful news that had happened that day. But you know what he told her? Don't keep it to yourself. You know what he told her? Go tell the others. Go tell the other disciples that I am alive. Jesus is alive. Praise God. What a message. That's good news. What a message of hope and power. And a wonderful story. She was the first grit newspaper, I tell you, leaving that place going out. Telling the story of the good news of Jesus Christ. And brothers and sisters in Christ, that good news is news that is offered to us today as believers, and maybe you're here today and you're not a believer. Maybe you're here today and you've heard all of these things about Jesus and the Bible and the Scriptures and God. What are you seeking? It is there. All you have to do is receive it like Mary did. And believe it. Because he is risen, we have news to tell. Good news to tell. Even in the midst of the bad news that we hear and that bombard our lives day in and day out. We have something positive and good and powerful to share with the world. Because Jesus rose from the dead, our sins are forgiven. Because Jesus rose from the dead, we have life eternal. Because Jesus rose from the dead, we have the church today. And many, many more things you could add on to it. Whom are you seeking today? What will you do with it when you find it? We have access to the best news that there could ever be. Will you receive that news today? Let us pray. Lord God, as we prepare for a time of Holy Communion, We recognize that in the breaking of the bread and then the sharing of the cup, we celebrate the risen Christ. Lord, we thank you for the gospel, the good news story that can empower our lives in wonderful and mighty ways. Lord, may we too be bearers of the good news. May we too take the command that Jesus told Mary to share his love with others. Because, Lord, so many people are living in darkness and they need to hear the word of hope that only Jesus can give. Amen.